Hello and welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. My name is Luke Burridge and this is the show where I review every single science fiction book that I read as I read it. No set schedule, you know the drill. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about a book which is the third book in a series of books. And this is one of those cases where I reckon I can don't have to worry about spoiling the previous two books in the series when talking about this one, because each one of the books in this series seems to kind of take different characters, like minor or side characters from the previous books, put them into a different situation, and then head off in a different direction, and the books kind of stand alone pretty well by themselves, even if you do need to have read the previous books for them to make a lot of sense, but not sense as in story-wise, but sense as in like world-building and stuff. Anyway, the book that I'm going to talk about today is the third book in the Spatterjee series by Neil Asher. It's called Orbus, and I reviewed the previous books a few years ago, and the Spatterjee is, you know, when it's called the Spatterjee series, you think, well, what is Spatterjee? Spatterjee starts off being a place, a planet. And it's an ocean planet with lots of small islands and archipelagos and things like that. But what makes this planet really unique is that anyone who goes there and is bitten by a kind of leech gets what's called the Spatterjee virus. And the Spatterjee virus like has lots of benefits. It's got some massive negatives as well, but some benefits being that the DNA of this virus, of this leech virus, slowly replaces your own DNA and makes you much more powerful and much stronger. And as decades go by, it replaces parts of your body matter with kind of a more indestructible version of your own body matter. So you stay human, but things start changing about you. And at the very beginning of the history, the human history of the Spatterjee, some Praedor, which is some other alien race, brought some humans to Spatterjee infected with this virus, and then were like, right, okay, this is gonna make these people very powerful, or other stuff happens. Anyway, this led to what is known as the captains, and the captains are the people who were decades, then centuries old, these super powerful humans. And you think, oh, this is great. What could go wrong here? Well, what can go wrong is actually you start losing your human cognition and your human emotions, and changes you in different ways. And you've got to, like, not let this go too far, because if it lets you go too far, you lose all your humanity. Or any humanity that might have left. And the first book in this series was called The Skinner, and it was one of the bad gribblers. And this book was, in this first book, was someone who had gone too far and become a monster, and they're like, right, we've got to sort this monster out. There are other bad things and not bad things, but it's like a pirate. That first book was all pirate adventure, kind of, like, let's head off on sailing ships and other ships into the sea and see what happens. The second book, similar setting, hey, let's go off into the Spatterjee planet at sea. This book was called The Voyage of the Sable Keech. And yeah, other stuff going on there as well. And there's always been this big backdrop of the polity worlds, which I guess is other books by Neil Asher, is also talking about this different war between these humans and the Praedor. There's a big battles have gone on in the past and things. I haven't read any of the books in the Praedor like world, or in the polity world, sorry, which I'm sure I'll get to someday. But these are kind of like these little standalone little books over in this one little planet. And the second book kind of follows some different minor characters from the first book. Some characters do continue on. And then this book, the third book, is called Orbus, because apparently the main character, if a book's called Orbus, you'd think, well, the main character is Captain Orbus that we met in the previous book. And I would say that, yeah, sure, he is a main character, but I'm not really sure why the book is called Orbus, because he's just a... again, not a side character, but certainly not the main character who's driving the plot. The main character who's driving the plot isn't from Spatterjee. It's a Praedor, one of these kind of gribbly aliens from, you know, the previous books. And he was on the planet, and he's got... he has become infected with this virus, and then he heads back into space. Again, don't want to spoil it too much for what happens in the end of the second book. But the book pretty much takes up with Keech, this Praedor infected with, who was sort of like the grand daughter, no, like a small child of the Praedor king, which is kind of like a hive mother, kind of like only one person in charge of everything kind of position. And yeah, and he goes into this, like, the no-go zone, what's it called, the boneyards or the junkyard or whatever it's called, between the human space and Praedor space, between the polity space, which is run by artificial intelligences, and the Praedor space, and it goes into that place, and yeah, and then the Praedor king is like, hey, I've got to stop this person coming back, this Praedor coming back, he's a bit too powerful, he killed off the second in line, or the next in line to the Praedor throne, and we've got to get this sorted out. Meanwhile, another ship is like, hey, we're going somewhere to pick up some stuff or to make a delivery, and also in the boneyard, and Orbis comes along, because he's like, hey, I need a captain, and Orbis is a ship captain, and an AI isn't allowed to, you know, control a ship without a human captain, maybe, I guess that's the thing. So Orbis comes along, and Orbis's first mate comes along as well, and kind of like a stowaway, but not really a stowaway, there were cargo deliveries, but the two war drones, Sniper and 13, two war drones from the previous book. Sniper's been a character in all three books, he's like the main through thread. A polity war drone comes along for the ride as well, so you get this like intersection, like, okay, a Praedor ship is on the run, but it needs to be, you know, tracked down by this, you know, the Praedor king, and the polity kind of manipulate the ship into going in and sorting out this thing, even though they can't send in an official ship, official polity war vessel into this demilitarized zone in between it. So all of the rest of the book plays out with, like, okay, what's going on with the Spatterjay virus, but none of it actually takes place on Spatterjay itself. So I realize actually the Spatterjay series isn't so much a Spatterjay series about the planet, it's about the virus and what it does to humans, and then what it does to, like, life on Spatterjay, and also what it does to the Praedor. And the rest of this book is, like, almost just one space battle, or not one space battle, but, like, one battle in a war, like, one encounter. So, like, you've got, like, also there's another Praedor personality who turns up, which is the Golgoroth? And the Golgoroth is like this Praedor, which, even though daddy Praedors eat baby Praedors all the time, to scare the Brady Praedors, who could be eaten at any time, they say, oh, don't say anything, or otherwise the Golgoroth will come and eat you. And it's like, well, if you're going to eat me, what's worse than the Golgoroth coming anyway? Anyway, the Golgoroth turns up. The bad Gribbly, even for the Praedor, turns up. So you've got, like, this, like, 4/5-way space battle with the Praedor King, the Praedor, the Polity AIs, the Spatterjay captain, infected captains, and the drones coming along here, the Golgoroth, and, you know, all these different factions playing out, and another faction which comes in too, which is which is actually more to do with the Spatterjay virus and where that comes from, and the aliens who kind of created the Spatterjay virus in the first place. And it does wrap up the entire Spatterjay story. We do find out where the Spatterjay virus comes from, what the ultimate extent of it is, and how dangerous it's going to be, and, like, what the stakes are if it gets out into the wider galaxy, even though it has been let out into the wider galaxy, but not in a wide-ranging, uncontrolled fashion. So yeah, the whole book plays out just sort of like the question of what the Spatterjay virus is, and then a battle to solve everything. And I really enjoyed all parts of that, except for the fact that I went into the book thinking I was going to read another space pirate adventure on a planet, so, like, pirates and sailing ships, and, like, but really pirates and captains and sailing ships on a very, very interesting planet. But I didn't get any more Spatterjay planet. I got a lot more Spatterjay virus, and I got a lot more Praedar war, and a lot more human stuff, and a lot more space battles than I was expected. There was a bit of space battles at the end of the previous book, but this is mostly a space battle all the way through to the end. It does resolve all the characters, it does resolve all the questions. Orbis, though, is sort of like just along for the ride. His name is on the book. It might as well have been called this guy, or whatever. So, yeah, a little bit unsatisfied, thinking it was going to be a story about Spatterjay captains on the Spatterjay planet, and it turned out to be, oh no, artificial intelligences, aliens, and war drones. But again, Sniper is a fun character. And the characters, the Praedor characters, always sort of like just seem to be bad gribblers before. But as, again, as they have to interact in a more human way and infected with the Spatterjay virus in a more kind of Spatterjay kind of way, like long-term considerations, like thinking about relationships less as like my offspring and my food if I want them, and more sort of like, oh, this is actually these Praedor have to be more important. Their characters do evolve, and the same kind of thing happens with Sniper as he starts, like, he gets damaged and starts replacing parts of his drone body and munitions and different parts with salvaged technology from the Praedor. So he, like, as the Praedor becomes slightly more humanized, Sniper becomes slightly more Praedorized. And, yeah, there's these funny moments saying, oh, the Praedor, it turns out this guy is not actually bad. He's quite an interesting person. Person? Why am I saying person? It's not a person. It's a Gribbly. It's a Praedor. But no, I'm actually liking this kind of person. Person. Praedor. Person. So I enjoyed the book. But again, don't really have much else to say about it except, like, that setup. It's like, yeah, space battles. And if you like military science fiction / space battles, you're gonna get a lot of it. It's kind of satisfying in some ways they're always thinking about, okay, how much munitions have we got left? Where are we going to get more energy? All these different kind of things. And I do enjoy all of that kind of stuff. It's very well pictured and worked out. But it is then a little bit inaccessible to humans, because the only human in the book who has any action or has any influence on the battle is a, you know, millennia-old captain who's been... all the body parts have been replaced by the Spatterjay virus, and can take bullets and be smashed up, and as long as he keeps eating, his body will survive, except for complete annihilation, but, like, it's part of him is going to, survive and can grow back as a full human being as well. The drones can do this, the Praedor themselves, they can get legs blown off, and, you know, it doesn't matter, they'll regrow, they replace parts of themselves over time anyway. So it's a bit inaccessible because the Praedor are, and all these different parts are a little bit too invulnerable to understand when are they not vulnerable anymore. Like, oh, there's lots of battling going on, and then at the end, I guess they could either die or be invincible, and wasn't always sure. I mean, I enjoyed it as it was going on, but, you know, thinking back, I was just like, well, who were we, like, what was the... where was the tension? Like, where was it coming from? And of course, in the end, it's sort of like actually not who dies or who lives or how much damage they sustain, but where they are taken and what choices they have to make later. So, that's it. Anything else? Let's have a look over here on the Goodreads page. Yes, this book. Oh, I normally do this at the start. Hardcover, 352 pages, like 14-hour audiobook. First published April 9th, 2009. So, not that old, I guess. Oh no, that's almost 10 years old. 9 years old. Friend reviews. Oh, they haven't loaded for some reason. I'm not connected to the internet, but there you go. So, community reviews. It's got a 4.18 rating. I think that's slightly high. But what happens with these books is that only the fans of the series read the third book in the series. Someone says here, I have to say I'm done with Spatterjay. This one tipped the balance where I no longer cared about what happened in the story. It was all a bit too much. It felt like I'd just read a continuous story, a story about one continuous long battle with high-tech weaponry. It just didn't take a break and try to develop a story. Felt like it was a battle wrapped around some characters that were exactly the same as the previous books. So that's me done with Spatterjay. Oh, weirdly enough, that's actually what I quite enjoyed about this here. Anyway, yeah, so lots of 3-star, 5-star, 4-star ratings. I don't see anything much less than that. Again, it's the fans of the series are going to keep reading. If you gave 1 star to the first book and 1 star to the second book, you're probably not even going to read the third book to give 1 star to. What else? That's about it. Oh, yeah, the audiobook. Really, really great. Narrated by... Oh, man, I've already deleted the audio. I had to reinstall my phone because it all stopped working. Who was the audiobook narrator? Let's say someone like Peter Kenny, really good narration. I always like the different voices that they put on these. I think Peter Kenny is now reading a book that I'm currently. Currently reading. Oh, no. So it must be Peter Kelly. Yeah, what I like about him is that the accents that he gives the different characters, like the war drone sniper seems to be from somewhere in Yorkshire, which I enjoy. The captains are sort of like West Country accents, and then of course all of the bad guys have various different sort of like upper class accents in a very fun kind of like gribbly voice sort of. It's all like, and now I will do it, and you go, okay, it's not very subtle. Maybe one day the gribbly aliens won't speak like this with very, very grating voices. Excuse me. I shouldn't have done that. I've been a bit ill, which is why it's been a while since I've read this book, and now I'm doing this podcast. But yes, sometimes I just think, okay, like, as the alien or the big bad gets bigger and badder, the voice gets lower and more gravelly and more English upper class accent. There's only so far you can take that. But I guess he went on that course in the second book and then continued on with it. Anyway, I think that's all I've got to say about this book. I guess if I'd reviewed it a little bit closer to when I finished reading it, instead of like 2 weeks or whatever it's been, I'd probably remember more about it and have more to say. But overall, I enjoyed it. It was a solid book, 3.5 stars, not perfect, but I don't really have all that much to complain about. Oh yeah, there is one thing that I want to complain about. At the end, another kind of alien turns up, and it's sort of like really important that this alien turns up, and then I was like, but what did they look like? It was never explained what they looked like, and that seemed to be one of the most important things, that they were another alien, but it was never there. Never talked about it. And I was like, well, who are you shooting at there? These things that are coming in and they come towards you, you're like, oh, and he killed that soldier and killed that soldier and killed that alien soldier. I was like, what were they? What were those soldiers? Did we ever find out what they looked like? Anyway, that's it. 3.5 stars. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Luke Burridge. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Luke Burridge there. And on YouTube as well, I'm Luke Burridge there. Check out my blog where I post everything at lukeburridge.com. Also, check out sfbrp.com. And then click on episode lists, and there you can find every single episode that I've ever recorded in a nice sortable list. You can sort by author and by book and by series and by star ratings that I give these books, and by lots of other things too, and so you can see it all. And there's an archive feed as well for the first 300 books that I reviewed, because they kind of fall out of the iTunes feed and the website feed, RSS feed, whatever it is. So check out the archive feed if you want to have an easy way to check them out on your podcast player. You can find that, copy and paste that link into your podcast player by going to the website and finding the archive feed in the episode list. Right, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you next time.